I spend a lot of time in transit. Working in so many different communities, I've become accustomed to the monotony of travel. The long hours, the rigorous TSA inspection of my supplies. Seriously, who travels with this much cat food? And of course, the small talk that occurs between strangers in airports and hotel lobbies. The question people always want to ask, of course, is, what do you do? When I tell people I'm an animal advocate who specializes in kittens, the response is almost always the same. First, a facial expression falling somewhere on the spectrum between utter confusion and absolute delight. Second, a comment about how I have the most adorable job ever. And third, some variation of the following inquiry. Do kittens really need advocates? I thought everyone loved kittens already. I do my best to summarize with a smile, but the truth is that to fully explain the magnitude of suffering that kittens face and the importance of our efforts to save them, it would take an entire book. And so here we are. In many ways, working with kittens is absolutely adorable. I'm surrounded by these fluffy little bobble-headed dinguses every day of my life. I get to watch innocent beings grow and flourish. From the serene satisfaction of a baby's first gentle purr, to the belly-aching hilarity of a room full of pouncing micro-predators, working with kittens is truly an enjoyable calling. But it isn't their charming nature that inspires me to do what I do. To me, kitten advocacy has very little to do with cuteness and everything to do with a great need for tangible change in the way we view, understand, and treat the tiniest and most vulnerable felines. The truth is that kittens are universally loved in our culture, yet we kill them in epidemic numbers. Unweaned kittens make up a large proportion of feline euthanasias nationally. For many shelters, their deaths account for the majority of euthanasias. The general public is completely unaware that kittens under 8 weeks old are one of the most at-risk populations in the U.S. shelter system. Without public knowledge of these issues, we can't empower people to get active and save kittens' lives. We have to first start with a basic understanding of not just what is happening, but also why it's happening, and how each of us can take tiny steps to help solve this problem. We have to unravel and examine this complex issue, rally the troops, and forge ahead towards a day when no kitten must die due to lack of resources or community awareness. For decades, millions of cats were being euthanized each year. I'll never forget when the 2016 national data was published, and for the first time in my rescue career, the number of cats dying in U.S. shelters annually was fewer than 1 million. I wept with happiness to learn that we presently have national euthanasia rates of roughly 860,000 cats per year. Maybe it seems odd to celebrate that hundreds of thousands of cats are still dying in shelters, but seeing the number drop so dramatically over the course of my career has certainly given me reason to feel optimistic about a brighter future for cats and to keep pushing ahead. It is an exciting time to be an advocate as things are truly getting better for cats all the time. Having rightfully won the adoration of the general public, cats are now being adopted in higher numbers than ever before. Roughly 37% of U.S. households are now home to a cat. And while I obviously think that number should be higher, seriously, have you met cats? They're pretty great. This is a huge achievement. More people than ever are discovering the joy of sharing a life with a feline, resulting in a steady rise of cat companionship. And as adoption rates rise, there is, in turn, a decrease in euthanasia. It's easy to see why increased adoption would mean decreased euthanasia, right? Adoption's a solution to euthanasia, and so the two variables are inversely correlated. Adoption goes up, euthanasia goes down. But this is not a one-to-one correlation. Adoption's only one of several variables necessary to get euthanasia to zero. It's not a full solution. Adoption, of course, only helps cats who are adoptable. And if you examine the data, you'll quickly find that the cats who are dying in shelters tend not to be cats for whom adoption would have been a solution. The populations that are most at risk in modern-day animal shelters are the unadoptables. Unadoptable animals are those who are not candidates for an adoption program. For felines, this comprises two main populations: cats who are feral and cats who are under 8 weeks old. Many people don't realize that while a two-month-old kitten is the likeliest to find a home in a shelter, a two-week-old kitten is the likeliest to be killed. You simply can't go to an animal shelter and adopt a neonatal kitten or a fractious cat who doesn't tolerate touch. But that doesn't mean those animals aren't there, or that they don't deserve our help. Feral cats and unweaned kittens are the two biggest populations comprising the 860,000 feline deaths in shelters every year, which is why these are the two populations I've dedicated my life to understanding and saving. Just because an animal isn't a candidate for adoption doesn't mean her life is without value. It simply means she needs a different solution than an adoption program. For feral cats, this means providing them with a solution that allows them to live their full lives outdoors, where they're most at home, without bringing more kittens into the world. For kittens, it means providing a solution that keeps them alive until they're old enough to be adopted into a home. There are a number of programs that aim to protect these unadoptable populations, including trap-neuter return, on-site nurseries, and foster care. The result of these strategies is that we're able to reduce the number of kittens being born while shepherding those kittens who are born through the vulnerable period of unadoptability. We are able to create hope where there would otherwise be none.